Marine Private First Class Oscar Martinez would have turned 20 today, but last month Oscar Martinez was killed in Iraq. He was a supply truck driver and died while eating dinner with his unit. Insurgents had fired a mortar shell into their base. Shannon Novak of member station WLRN visited the Florida town where Private Martinez is being remembered as a hero and an inspiration.
At the Martinez family home in North Lauderdale, Florida, a Catholic mourning shrine takes up half the tiny living room. Dozens of large vases holding bouquets of flowers surround numerous photographs. Oscar the Marine, Oscar the Child, Oscar the Clown wearing a blonde wig and cheerleader skirt in a prank at a high school pep rally. Oscar played center on the football team, hanging from a coat rack his number 52 football jersey. His uncle, also named Oscar Martinez, and sister, Morena, recall how Oscar the boy became Oscar the man. The family's father was not in their lives, and their mother was dying of cancer. Oscar became her primary caregiver. In grade school, he was the man of the family.
He would take care of her. My grandma had to work. She had one leg amputated, so she couldn't even move. He moved her around. He helped her take a bath. And he was only 9, 10, 11 years old.
He took over from there. He thought he had to put everything on his shoulders.
To escape civil violence in El Salvador, Oscar's parents came to the United States to live with his grandmother. They had two girls and two boys, and after his mother's death, his sister, Morena, says Oscar helped his grandmother raise his brothers and sisters.
The major reason why he joined the Marines, I remember him saying, was because he wanted to take care of us.
As a teenager, Oscar had a weight problem. But photos show a youngster with huge, deep brown eyes who was growing into an extremely handsome man.
He was tall and he was just so big and robust that just it looked like, oh my God.
But there were also problems. North Lauderdale is a community you hear about on the 5 o'clock news, often for the wrong reasons. His uncle Oscar says the family became concerned that the young man was heading down the wrong path.
He was like doing real bad, like getting C's and D's. Remember, was acting real bad. He made that big turn that he won that award.
It was called the Turnaround Award, given by North Lauderdale High School. Oscar had decided to become a United States Marine. Determined to be the best Marine he possibly could be, he turned his grades into B's and A's.
Very low.
At North Lauderdale High, hundreds of former and current students, teachers, and community leaders packed the gymnasium to remember and pay tribute to Oscar. Assistant Principal Charles Box wished that he could make clones of Oscar to send them all over the world, and the world would become a better place.
They'll say they never met anyone like you, Oscar. Never had a friend like you. People will comment on how caring, how sincere the clones are.
Private First Class Oscar Martinez was assigned to the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force Headquarters Group, 1st Marine Expeditionary Force in Camp Pendleton, California. He is survived by three siblings, his grandmother, aunts, uncles, and cousins. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak.